From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Paw Paw Gumbo. It's the sound of Cajun accordions, fiddles, and guitars. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Welcome tonight's host for Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Paw Paw Gumbo, a new Cajun-influenced band from Lexington. The group formed a few months ago as an outgrowth of David Wagner's Old Time Music Collective. The band is Shannon Arnold on guitar and triangle, Stephanie Jeter on bass and vocals, Tom Torino on Cajun accordions, fiddle and guitar, and David Wagner on fiddle and guitar. Please welcome these fine musicians to the Red Barn stage, Paw Paw Gumbo.
Daddy don't like what your mama don't. your daddy don't like. But don't you worry about your mama. Don't you worry about your mama. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. Don't you worry about your mama. Don't you worry about your mama. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. Got a paper in my shoe. Got a paper in my shoe. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with Pawpaw Gumbo. Here's Donald.
Good evening. We've got Pawpaw Gumbo here on Red Barn Radio. Nice to get this bright sound from this Cajun music. Tell us about how you are bringing this Cajun music to Lexington.
I used to live in Austin, Texas.
Tom Torino.
And travel over to Louisiana a fair amount, but Cajun bands came over to Austin. And I played in a band down there with an accordion player. And then when I moved to Illinois, quite a long time ago now, there were no button accordion players there, and I just felt it was the same thing all over again, although I didn't play the accordion then. So I got one, and I started working on it and started bands there of this type. And I've recently moved here to Lexington and felt the same way, that this music's just so wonderful. I play different music, but this is some of the happiest music I know, and so it's fun to bring it out to people.
Thank you.
you came together through this musical collective, David Wagner. You had this musical collective that you would bring musicians together. Did you have any idea that it would go in this direction?
No, this is a pretty new direction for the collective, which is mainly focused on old-time music and bluegrass music. It's more rooted in Kentucky.
David Wagoner.
I sure didn't expect it for myself personally either, but I'm delighted to be part of the band.
So we have David Wagoner on fiddle and guitar. We've got Shannon Arnold on guitar and triangle. Of course, we've got Tom Torino on the Cajun accordion, fiddle, and guitar. And welcome back to the show, Stephanie Jeter. You're not dancing as much. You're making the dance music tonight.
I am. I hope people are dancing along at home.
Tell us a little bit about how the whole group got together to make this sound as the Pawpaw Gumbo.
I first met both Tom and David while country dancing and
in
this very room.
Shannon Arnold.
And David would come and play in the open band. And that's where we met. And he was playing in other bands. And so that's how we came together.
And so we were playing in David's groups out at Windy Corners and other places. And I play five-string banjo in that situation. And I kept kind of saying, does anybody want to play Cajun music? And Stephanie played in that group. And so Stephanie joined up with us, and David joined up, and Shannon too.
Just joined us?
Tonight, we're with Pawpaw Gumbo
on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Tell us a little bit about this guitar you have behind you that I'm not sure what that is.
This is actually a guitar made in Austin, Texas. There's a new company down there called Republic. If any of my radio listeners have seen the Road Warrior movies, particularly the second one, where they put all these weird vehicles together in kind of a surrealistic way. That's what this guitar looks like. It's made out of brass, and it's got sort of green, what do you call that when the metal?
Patina, maybe?
Corrosion. Corrosion.
It's the rusty guitar.
And so it's just a really weird looking guitar. I call it the Road Warrior guitar. It's a tricone resonator. Pretty new, actually. This company in Austin's making great, great metal resonator guitars. And resonator guitars come from early 20th century. It was a way of getting more volume out of an acoustic guitar before big PA systems were available, when people were starting to play in bigger theaters. The same thing happened with banjos when they put resonators on them. The big thing back then was to try to get instruments that produced more volume, and that's what that was about.
Down in the willow garden.
I'm going to do one more tune for you. This one's called The Cannonball Blues. It's another Carter Family tune, and I think they got this one from Leslie Riddle, who probably was a very similar guitar player to Tom here in style. And it's kind of one of their bluesier numbers. Oh, listen to the train coming down the line, trying to make up all of her lost time, from Buffalo to Washington.
So you talk also about going back with this sound. Bluegrass, of course, goes back.
You could put the migration from people from Arcadia, Canada. They were exiled French people when the British took over, and they were exiled for 10 years, and they landed in Louisiana, southern Louisiana, not New Orleans. Everybody thinks of New Orleans. It's not really there. It's around Lafayette and further west and south. So they landed there, and they formed a colony. And originally, the music was either vocal or it was fiddles, twin fiddles. And then the accordion comes in and spoils everything at the end of the 19th century. By the 1920s, really a kind of key instrument for that style. But Cajun culture goes back to like the mid-1700s. I have a funny bluegrass story being in Lexington. So we're out at Windy Corners, and everybody's so used to hearing bluegrass there. And we went out there and played this music one night, and someone came up to us and said, "I didn't know if they used accordion in bluegrass." Everything is bluegrass here, and if it's an accordion's in it, it's still bluegrass. next one is a tune that I learned recently from a recording by Michael Doucet, who's a very famous Cajun fiddler, and the leader of the group Beau Soleil. Actually, it was the first Cajun band I ever heard. I used to live in Vermont, and believe it or not, they made it all the way up there in the 1970s. So that was the first time I ever heard Cajun music, and I moved to Texas soon after that, and that's when this whole sort of love affair began.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Pawpaw Gumbo, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Pawpaw Gumbo after this break. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Pawpaw Gumbo. This is Red Barn Radio. Thank you.
Stephanie, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, of course, you are a multifaceted musician and dancer. Tell us a little bit about being a dancer, but also being an accomplished musician.
Stephanie Jeter.
Lately, I've been seeing the bass as my vehicle for musical exploration. So it's brought me to a lot of different genres that I probably wouldn't have been able to come to otherwise with some of the other instruments I play. I don't really get much opportunity to clog or flat foot to the Cajun stuff. I haven't tried it. I've been playing bass the whole time, so I haven't tried to dance to that. But in the back of my head, especially when Tom breaks out the fiddle, I'm always kind of, my feet are wanting to tap and move along to it. So I always appreciate any opportunity to get to dance to the music.
And I'm sure that kind of makes it difficult to play bass when you're trying to hold down the rhythm, but then your feet are trying
Sometimes I just start hopping along. I can't keep still. Originally, with the old-time tradition, I can't speak much for the Cajun tradition, but the bass didn't come along until later on when people had the money and the means and maybe just the opportunity. I don't know if Sears Roebuck sold basses out of their catalog or not, but before that came along, they were relying heavily on the banjo for the rhythm. That's also why there's so many bass runs in the guitar in traditional music, is they had that those lower end notes to work with before the actual big bass came along. So I think probably everybody was happy once people were able to buy the bass and incorporate that into the music.
I would like an additional person who played triangle and fortois or the scrub board. So we need a full-time percussionist, and since there's only four of us, Shannon has to double on the triangle and on the guitar. I would like to have a triangle player, but Shannon loves to play the triangle, and so I'm not sure whether she wouldn't go on strike if I did that.
It's always a real treat when Tom plays banjo too, and I think we probably have enough instruments for him to carry right now to actually bring a banjo too, but when he's on the banjo, it's also a real treat to have him, and then David on fiddle, and then we can have kind of a old-time Cajun sound in a way.
going home. Go on back where I belong. Stuck in a spider's cage. Don't watch out, you're gonna feel your age. Oh, Maccadee, stuck in a spider's claw. Ain't no noise, there's just the law. Spider's cage. Don't watch out, you're gonna feel your age. Oh, Maccadee, stuck in a spider's claw. Ain't no lawyers, there's just a law.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with Pawpaw Gumbo. Nice. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I wanted to go back to David. What really was the thing that kind of led you to even trying to create this collective to go after?
It sort of began with my daughter being young and starting to get interested in music. And we live out in rural Kentucky, and we have a farm. And I was aware that there were people getting together playing music out that way, and there's a nice restored old building that was a good space for getting together to play music. And so I started getting people together out there once a month, and we'd invite sort of guest musicians out to perform for us and then join in a jam situation. As I got to know more and more people in the old time community and enjoyed just sitting in a circle, learning music with other people, I more and more wanted to host that sort of thing and bring it out to more people. About 5 years ago, I was still doing that, hosting that event in Carlisle, Kentucky. A new restaurant was opening up. I talked with my friend Wita, who opened the restaurant, about the possibility of just having sort of a jam format performance, which really was more emphasis on the jam and less on the performance, to get people together to play music in the sort of jam circle situation, but shared with people who came to the restaurant. And so once a week, every Friday, we get together and play either old-time music or bluegrass music, and now Cajun music, which is fitting for the restaurant that this is Windy Corner Market out on the outskirts of Lexington, and they serve a lot of Louisiana-inspired cuisine up there.
A girl's a garden of gold. Oh, Johnny Bassay, lock it for a heart. Oh, Johnny Bassay, it's not what you've been told. Oh, Johnny Bassay, time for you to start. The moon is on the rise. Oh, jolly Marseille, time for you to go. Oh, jolly Marseille, stars are in your eyes. Oh, jolly Marseille, things that you don't know. Girls, a garden of gold. Oh, jolly Marseille, a locket for a heart. Oh, jolly Marseille, it's not what you've been told. Oh, jolly Marseille, time for you to start.
People dancing. I think as a musician, it's a big compliment if people get up and dance to your music. And I always enjoy seeing people get up, if it's a waltz or two-step or clogging, flat-footing, square dance might just abruptly form in the middle of a show. And it's always wonderful because it means people are enjoying it and they're having fun.
The Cajun music, I mean, I actually started with this music as a dancer. My Cajun two-step and waltz are my two favorite dances. I first started going over to Louisiana and dancing and just fell in love with the music through the dance. And this is dance music. And if you go down to the Lafayette area of Louisiana, there are these great restaurants where there'll be a dance floor and a band almost every night of the week, and all these like large tables surrounding the dance floor. And you go with your family or with your girlfriend or with a bunch of friends, and you go and you sit and you eat. And then in between courses or drinks or whatever, you get up and dance some. Little kids dancing with their grandparents. I mean, it's a real dancing culture. And this is dance music, and it's the best when people are dancing. I'm in a contra dance band with my son out of Illinois, and we tour with that. And that's how I first got to Lexington, actually. I came down here any number of times, and we played from Champaign. We would come down to Lexington, Louisville, and Cincinnati and do a whole weekend, which made it worth the drive.
Is gone, love has come. We're walking down my stairs, looks so bad to me. Oh, the night is gone, love has come. Walking down my stairs, looks so bad to me. Your hair, paint those lips, for oh, all lovely girl, look so fine to me. For oh, all move your feet, paint those lips, for oh, all lovely girl, look so fine to me.
I'd like to thank Stephanie Jeter, Tom Torino, Shannon Arnold, and David Wagner, Pawpaw Gumbo, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, to the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Papa Gumbo. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Stephanie, Tom, Shannon, and David, Pawpaw Gumbo, for being with us tonight.
Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.